So I have a lot of time to meditate. That's the way I like it. And what I realized the other week, and I keep meaning to talk about it, but every time I start to talk about it, I forget. But now I remember. See, here's the deal. Whether it's the injections for the fake corona thing, or whether it's medicine, or whether it's law, or any system down here, what they do is they create these systems to make money, to create a flow, to push people, to impel people. But the systems are based on lies. The medical industry is based on lies. It's all based on lies. Stock market's based on lies. It's all based on a bubble. It's all based on lies. It's all based on fake reality. You know, if you want to get back to the financial markets, really, what is the financial market? The farmers, you know. It's all about, it's really about the farmers, really, you know, to be honest with you. And it's about the trees, the farmers and the trees, and the ranchers. That's what reality is about. And so they create these systems to create a bubble to pull you out of reality, that you're not actually touching nature. You're just in a box, in a cube box, you know. You're not touching anything in the real world. You're just touching plastic, you know. But the thing about it is, as a saved person, you can see through the lies of the system. You, when they come on the news, you know it's probably a lie. And it's probably a setup for another lie or a deeper lie. Anytime they do something to program the culture, the people, the nation state, they're already planning ahead of time before. They're like 10 steps ahead, so they give you some kind of news to move you in one direction as a people, and it's like a 10-step chess game with your mind and with your thoughts or whatever. The way you defend against it is just read the Bible, believe the Bible, you know, stay in the Word. But you can't defend against the mind control of the system without the Word, you know. But let me say this. Because the unsaved believe the lies of the system, and lies always contradict, because the unsaved believe the lies of the system, it's a contradictory system. What's going to happen? They're going to destroy themselves. They're going to go down some kind of rabbit hole that destroys themselves. You know the media is lying. You know the music is brainwashing. You know the TV's brainwashing. You know it. The whole system's a lie. And so these people who attack you or whatever, they're actually walking contradictions. You know, Disney has created a color green. It's called Go Away Green. And the best thing to do with the unsaved is cloak yourself. Be in a state of cloaking. What does the military do? They put on the clothes that look like grass, and, you know, paint their face with a green and brown camouflage. They put the camouflage on and they just cloak. And that's really the best way to deal with a hostile environment, just to cloak yourself, really. because they're going to be distracted. The unsaved are going to be distracted with the cares of this life. And whatever bells and whistles the loudest, or whatever fad is the craze for the time, that's what they're going to be focused on. Whatever noise is the loudest is what they're going to be focused on. But if you get into a mode of a cloak mode, they won't even see you. They'll see you as a boring person, so they don't even want to talk to you. And that's the way you want it. Hand out some tracts, tell them the gospel, and then cloak. Go into cloaking mode. Go into camouflage mode. That's what you want. There's no peace, saith the Lord, to the wicked. The unsaved are wicked. There's no peace in there. And so you want peace and tranquility. So if you go into the cloaking mode, the camouflage mode, that's the best thing ever, really. Until the rapture. But my point is, the unsaved believe the lies of the system, so they create more trouble. Whether it's more debt, whether it's more taking more vaccines that are not really designed, whether it's the 666. See, the devil, you know what the devil's doing right now? He's testing what man, it's all a digital copy. It's all a copy, right? It's being stored in the spirit realm. And so the devil knows he's going to be bound for 1,000 years. And after the 1,000 years, he goes out to deceive the nations one more time. And so what he's doing now is, before the rapture of the church, he's testing the nations. He's testing the nations and the people to see what they would believe. What kind of lie they're going to believe. And he'll have 1,000 years to think about it. But he's already preparing right now. He already knows what he's going to do probably right now, to be honest with you. Because he's got all these systems in place to test. And now they've got computers and phones and cell phones to track everything. They know. They've already tested the human responses. The only way to beat the devil is by faith. Had somebody in the real world say, how'd you make it through that? How'd you make it through that? By faith. By faith. The devil's always trying to send something your way to try to stump you or slow you down or cause you harm or whatever. How'd you make it through that? By faith. Being content with the food and the clothing and the roof that you have over today. The whole system set up to create covetousness. That's what this whole system is. It's to put an apple in front of you. So you need this when you already have everything you need right now. You might say, how do you know I have everything I need? Because you're listening to a podcast. And it means you probably have food. And you probably have clothes. And you probably have a job. Or you probably have income coming in. You have everything you need right now. So the devil system, with all these ads and everything, you need this or you need this. They're always throwing something at you to think you need something else to create covetousness when you have everything you need right now. The deception is so wild, it blows your mind. it blows your mind. So what the thought that I had was, the unsaved are gonna step into a trap because they're so naive to believe that the devil has their back. They're so naive to believe that the human heart is not deceitfully wicked. The heart's deceitfully wicked. Who can know it? Only God knows it. And so your heart is so deceitfully wicked, you don't even know it. A lot of times, if you got the Holy Spirit or the mind of Christ, you can grasp it when it appears. You know, it's an AI program. It's not really the real you when you're saved. It's the old Adam. But you can trick yourself. The best thing to do is to know your weakness and set up some boundaries for yourself so you don't have to ever face that, if at all possible. The unsaved believe the lies of the salesman. The unsaved believe the lies of the corporate system. The unsaved believe all the flattery and the lies of the system. And so they step into a trap and they say, why me? Why me? Because you believe the lies of the system. And it's all lies. They can't see the lies because their daddy's a liar if they're unsaved. And so they think it's normal. They believe, they're so naive, they believe the lies of the system. It's better to trust in God and not mankind, and not a system that mankind makes. Do you understand what I'm saying?